recovering, recharging the batteries, really. You know, I didn't have a pre-season, as everyone knew, really. You know, I was just doing it on my own, really. So, and then to come in and I've been thrust into the games just more quickly than I expected, really. So, you know, I was getting a little bit tired. So I'll recharge the batteries, and I think it's done me the world of good, to be honest with you.
Did you have a couple of days off then, totally resting and totally away from football?
Yeah, back home with the family and just relaxing and that, really, because I think I needed that. I've been, you know, going and games come round thick and fast, and you know, it takes its toll on you, especially when you're playing the 90 minutes and having all them last 10 minutes in games when the pre-season really helps you and it gets you through them last 10-15 minutes of a game. You know, I was starting to feel it, but you know, that break will have done me the world of good, and hopefully, you know, I've got that little bit closer to 100% match fitness.
People won't necessarily think of that. Fans won't think of the fact that you've not had a proper pre-season and that you might find it tougher than normal. They'll think, well, as a footballer, you should be fit enough to play.
Yeah, you know, you can say you can be fit, but you can be training fit, but the match fitness is totally different. That sharpness, that as I said, that little bit extra in the last 10 minutes of games when you've got to make that run, or you've got to make that track that runner to block him from across, or, you know, they make the difference. And I think you could see the lads against West Ham in extra time, we ran all over them. Preston in the second half, we ran all over them. They were spent, I think, after the first half. And just shows the pre-season that he's done here, and I've done a couple of pre-seasons with the gaffer as well, and I know how hard they are. I'm glad I missed it, but you know, but no, you know, I know how important it is, and I wish I'd done it now, but I've kept myself pretty in good shape. I've got my games under my belt, and I've had that rest now, so I'm fresh and ready to go again.
That can be a real big factor, can't it, as the season goes on, those final 10-15 minutes of games, when you do really see the difference between those players who are 110% fit and 100% fit.
It is, yeah, you know, and you know, the amount, I don't know the stats to be honest with you, but the amount of goals that get conceded in the last 5 or 10 minutes of games, when people switch off concentration because they're tired, and we're just making sure in this team that's not us. If we're 1-0 up away from home, we're concentrated for the 95, 96 minutes, whatever it's played, and we're fit enough to do that. Because, you know, the first thing to go when you're tired is your brain, really. It's not your legs, it's your brain. You start, you know, you switch off. And that's a big thing, you know, as well as having the legs to make a run or to make a track back or stuff. But, you know, to keep your mind switched on, you have to be fit.
How do you feel you've integrated then since you have arrived at the football club?
It's been an easy transition, really, because I knew quite a lot of the lads anyway, and you know, it's a tight-knit group in there as well, so you know, I just come in and got on with the lads and all that, and it's been great, really. And all the lads have been brilliant with me, and you know, getting into the team and playing quite early has helped as well.
And the last couple of performances have probably been the best of the season so far, haven't they, ahead of the break?
They have, yeah, and that just shows, you know, we the way we started. I mean, I didn't see the cup first couple of games, but you know, apparently, you know, we should have really got something out of the games. We were a bit unlucky, but you know, we just start slowly creeping up, and they do say it takes you, you know, 5 to 10 games to get into the swing of things, and hopefully, you know, we've recharged our batteries and we can kick on from where we left off, because I thought we were, you know, we were strong, we were playing some good stuff, and we looked very solid.
And at this stage of the season, you can very quickly climb up the league, can't you, as well, with games coming on Saturday, Tuesday, within a couple of weeks you can be right up in the mix.
Yeah, that's where we want to be, really, but you know, we're not going to be too down if we're not up there and all that. We've just got to keep plugging away with the performances and you know, having our base and what we're about, hard working team, solid, don't concede many goals, and the flair players can go and nick us the goals, and we can chip in when we need to, really. So I think that's what we've got to concentrate. We've got to concentrate on our own jobs, and I'm sure with the quality and the lads in the dressing room and the spirit, I think we can move up the league quite quickly.
And you've got players who can play in a number of positions as well. Nigel Clough's been saying to us that if there was problems at centre-half, you could maybe drop in there if needs be as well, which is a positive to have in a side, especially when it's going to be such a long campaign.
Yeah, it is. It's great that the lads can shift position, and it's also good for myself, really, you know, to be able to play in different positions, you know, because if the manager thinks, you know, oh well, you know, someone else deserves to be playing in the left back position, then, you know, I can move Jay to centre half, and you know, it gives me a chance, you know, not to be dropped and to, you know, to move over and still play games, which is what I want to do and what I came here for. You know, as I said before, they come around quickly than expected. I thought it, you know, I'd have to wait for my chance, but you know, I got in and I felt quite comfortable, to be fair, and I just feel like I'm about maybe 5 or 10% short of where I should be. But that'll only come with games and training. We've had a very hard 3 days training just now, just finished today. So feet up and recover tomorrow and ready to go Friday and for the game Saturday.
Rochdale then this weekend, they've had a fairly decent start. They know how to find the back of the net on a regular basis as well. They've been free scoring in a couple of games this season.
Yeah, played under Keith Hill at Barnsley and all he's about. He's a great character and, you know, he'll have the lads fired up and he likes to get the ball down and play football. So, you know, I'm sure they'll be buzzing at some of the results they had, especially the last weekend. So I think we've got to go out and take the game to them and show them where they are. They're up Bramall Lane, you know. They're at our home and they're not going to come here and roll steamrollers and get on top of us. We're going to, you know, go out from the front foot, from the first missile and put them under pressure. And I'm sure if we do that, our quality will shine through.
Did you have a good relationship with Keith Hill then? Because like you say, he is a bit of a character, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's a great fella. I got on with him very, very, very well. Enjoyed my time working with him. But he was planning for the future at Barnsley, really. And it was my time to move on, and I was glad that I moved on at the time. But you know, no ill feelings towards him or anything. I had a great working relationship with him, had a great personal relationship with him. You could go and speak to him, he'd have a laugh and a joke with him, and he's always up for a laugh and a joke. He is, like, to be fair. But you know, he's a great manager, and he's proved that by getting him promoted last year, and you know, doing so well at the start of this season.